Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I'm really excited to bring with you this episode because we're going to be talking about important considerations for selecting the right automated solution. And to help me parse out this decision, I have on this episode with me Stephen Bellia, who is the Applications Manager at Unifiller. Now, thank you for being here with us today, Stephen. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Okay, so the first question I have for you, why is it so important for machines to be built with versatility in mind?
So when we design our machines, we try to make them as versatile as possible. And we do that by having hundreds of different attachments and accessories that you can use with our standard machines. So what that allows is it allows customers to buy their machine, but use it for a variety of different production processes and products. And it's all done by changing out the attachments. You know, we have, you know, machines like our multi-station with its built-in conveyor can handle, you know, a wide range of depositing types, everything from muffin batters to decorating cupcakes to sauces and jars, you name it, you can do it. And same with our other single piston depositors. We have spreader nozzles for laying out sheets of chamber icing on cakes, to cake heads, which are used for applying a top decoration to a round or rectangular cake. We can do injection of donuts. So a whole wide range of production processes utilizing the same machine base.
Right. So our Unifiller's pneumatic machines and servo machines, they both have versatile designs. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
So speaking of servo versus pneumatic, what are the benefits of the pneumatic machines versus servo machines?
A lot of our machines do come in both servo options and pneumatic options. Not always, but for our core, they do. The benefits you get from a servo depositor are you have a much faster setup time and it's a lot more simple to set up. So with a servo depositor, all the adjustments are made within the touchscreen. So what that allows you to do is it allows you to set up the depositor for a certain process through the touchscreen. So all your adjustments like volume and speed are all done through that. And then it allows you to save that as a recipe. So the next time you run that same product, it's just a matter of putting on the correct attachments and recalling that recipe you've already made. What it also allows you to do is have much greater control of the deposit with the servo. So what that results in is a much cleaner, better sheet of icing or cream on cakes. That could be a better deposit of, you know, some type of sauce in a rectangular container, a spread of some sort. And it'll also give you more power depending on what the product is like. If you need the extra power, it will allow you to have that. Now with our pneumatic machines, they are still very, very accurate. And where you see, specific pneumatic machines is when you're looking at more of our entry level line. We also look for pneumatic depositors for, you know, relatively simple deposit types. Like if you're dropping just a very simple, you know, sauce on ribs or something along those lines, and you're not changing up a variety of different processes, sometimes the pneumatic may be a better fit.
Depending on the context, would the servo machine be worth a higher cost? I mean, like they do remove the stress away from operators in the sense that they don't need to be highly trained on servo machines, but they do, but the machines do require like a higher upfront cost. So is that higher cost worth it?
I think it is depending on what the circumstance is. So if you're running a wide variety of different products, definitely having recipe control where you can save your recipes and recall them later is very important. If you are, applying icing to cakes, the servo, what that means is that you'll have less touch up down the road because the servo is able to put on a cleaner sheet. So in those cases, definitely, the servo is definitely worth it. If you're looking for, you know, an entry level tabletop model, that's where we have a variety of our pneumatic depositors, where if you're putting a very simple product into a cup, you may not see the benefit from a servo. So it really depends on what the circumstance is as complexity increases and the amount of products, and touching back on the touch-up case I brought up earlier, it can definitely be a benefit.
That's actually interesting, because that leads right into my next question. Under what context is, say, a pneumatic machine a better fit for a customer, or a servo machine better for a customer? Because based on what you were saying earlier, it sounds like if they have a higher volume of production, like more complicated processes, servo would be a better fit. So could you speak a little bit more to that? Like, under which context would either machine be suitable for a customer?
Sure, sure. So if you're running, you know, maybe a smaller bakery where you aren't doing as many product changeovers to different types, or perhaps you're running a smaller test lab where you're just looking to trial out some different ideas and some different products, that's where we have our entry-level tabletop models, which are all based on a pneumatic platform. And that will give you, you know, still fantastic results, very accurate, still very simple to set up, but doesn't give you the recall abilities. Now, if you're a customer who has, you know, 15 different products that they run multiple times a week that each require a different setup, being able to recall all that, all those settings with a click of a button will definitely benefit you over time. When we look at cake lines and applying icing to cakes, any type of base ice sees a benefit from a servo. It produces a better sheet. So what that means is less touch up down the road. So, you know, the way I would see it is situations where you're just dropping a very simple product into a simple target may only require a pneumatic. And that's why we make a range of our depositors in both servo and pneumatic versions, because each circumstance may have a different requirement.
Yeah, those are all excellent points, and I'm sure that would definitely help simplify customers' decisions when choosing an automated solutions, for sure. Now, speaking a little bit more about the machine design, food safety is a huge issue right now, especially under the context of COVID, and consumers are being more health conscious now. How does Unifiller's machine design take food safety into consideration?
So we aim to have our machines as simple as possible to sanitize and take apart and reassemble. We have strict guidelines that we follow when we're designing these machines, where, you know, we eliminate any type of food trap areas. We reduce the amount of exposed threads available. Any type of areas where food can accumulate, we do what we can to stand those off to make sure that, you know, you can get behind and clean it and visually inspect the machines to make sure there aren't any harborage points. So we take that very seriously when we're designing these machines, and we go over top to bottom to make sure that we don't have those.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, speaking about the propulsion method, like that aspect of Unifiller's machine designs, can you explain a little bit about the advantages of using a volumetric piston depositor instead of other propulsion methods?
So as you mentioned, our depositors are volumetric. So what that means is it's going to deposit a set volume every time. What we do when we design these machines is we carefully look over the path that the product's going to take, and we make sure to make the openings as large as we can. We make the transitions from one point to another as smooth as we can. And the reason we do that is to keep particulates intact. Our goal is to not destroy what's in the product. And that's something you may see depending on what type of propulsion method you're looking at, that some types out there are very rough on product and can end up destroying or degrading the product. So when we design our machines, we look very carefully at those areas that may cause problems for different types of product and try to eliminate them.
All right. So to end off, do you have any last, you know, bits of advice or insight that you would like to give to your customers when they're trying to make this decision on which automated solution to get?
I think just if you're unsure, just talk to us, and we can help out, and we can look at your production, how it currently runs, what your goals are, what your product is like, and help you choose the right fit.
Excellent. So there we have it. Thank you so much, Stephen, for being on Bite Sized with us. We'll see you next week for the next episode of Bite Size.